Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Where's my participants?
Nobody's. It's just you here today.
Just me. All right. I'm my favorite guest. Monday morning, just getting fired up for the week. We thought we'd bring back some old friends. Pete from Delaware Apparel. Good morning.
What's good up, to be my back. Man? All is well.
Well, and it feels like there was a change this morning. It feels like we're maybe headed to spring or something.
We have been flirting with spring for a couple weeks.
Yesterday was the official first day of it.
Correct.
No, Saturday.
Right.
And it was a nice weekend.
Wonderful weekend.
Kids,
remind you know what?
Me.
I have a kid coming in August.
Oh, congratulations.
My little girl. Yeah, thank you. A lot has happened since we saw you last time. I've gotten married. We've got a kid coming in August.
Well, at least you didn't have a kid coming and then got married.
Hey, you know, COVID does weird things to relationships, right? Things moved right along.
So, never mind. We're not even going to go there.
It's Monday morning.
Yeah, and I don't know. Over the weekend, we got a lot of things canceled. Grandparents, all sorts of stuff got canceled over the weekend. So we don't want to find ourselves.
Let's keep
in
the
trouble.
Momentum.
That's
we're
right.
Trucking right along to hugs and handshakes, and it feels good.
Hugs and handshakes. I do like the idea.
Yeah.
So. We were talking a little bit prior to the podcast, and I was explaining, because you were one of my first guests, and when you start a podcast, you're like, great, let's start a podcast, and then all of a sudden you need people, right?
Right.
And you start reaching out, and then you start learning that you have to, like, remember names and can't get confused. And when it's new, and which it was, I'm like, I'm juggling, shit's going on, people are coming on the podcast, I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
So I felt the last time you guys came on, and today it's just by yourself, but you do have a partner in this.
Correct, Jake. And
yeah, Jake. It was a confusing day, and I apologize to you guys, and I don't even think maybe nobody even realized it, but when you're trying to start something new, you want to do well at it. And 200 podcasts later, and we're just starting to get okay.
Right.
So listen, I call you one of my first Instagram hustlers. Delaware Apparel, putting your brand out there.
Correct, yeah.
Giving our state a shout out.
Yes.
There's a few of you.
There are.
Which, I love it.
You know, and I think COVID, for all the good and bad it's done, has accelerated some entrepreneurship in a great way. There's been a lot of companies popping up. I think people have found, the time to go after something maybe they were putting off. So in a really great way, it's kind of creating this local economy that we can all sort of get behind and support. So it's been good.
Yeah, but you guys were doing this before COVID.
We've been doing it. Yeah, we just had our 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, this
Delaware Apparel started.
This wasn't a COVID
2016,
idea.
2016, right? Yeah.
No, this is. I think, and I agree. I think COVID's really created a lot of new avenues for, especially people that are at home that doesn't have a lot to do.
Right.
You know, like I was telling you, Katie, she's reaching out wanting to do a podcast.
Right.
Finding equipment, and so everybody is getting pushed out of their comfort zone, and. Luckily, I forget what you do because I know this isn't your full-time job.
Right.
What else do you do?
So I work down in the Cape Henlopen State Park, basically helping commercial ships find their way up to Philadelphia, Wilmington, all the ports that are up the Delaware River.
Are you a riverboat pilot?
I'm not. I work for the pilots, though.
Do you work with Jay?
Jay Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I work with Jay Beach. I know Jay well.
No, not Jay Beach. Jay, the tent guy. Jay... the other guy, he drives the pilots out.
Yeah, the launch boat operators. Yeah, there's a J. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you tell me that last night?
No.
Is that a secret?
No.
Should we have not? Is that anonymous?
No? Not. It's not a secret at all.
Because you didn't really say that.
It's a group of quiet professionals that keep the river safe. So
I help people get up the river.
Yeah.
Well, dude, that's a pretty cool.
A little
job.
Cryptic. Yeah. It's a very cool job. I really enjoy it. The view from the tower is insane. It's very unique. Gig.
Well, I won't say anybody's ever sent me pictures from the tower, but actually, I have another friend. We'll keep it anonymous, but he is a big ship pilot, and he's actually a captain.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if he's a captain. He's I don't think he's even a pilot. He's a captain.
Yeah, yeah. On a seagoing. Ship. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
He's a, yeah, and he posts some great videos.
Oh, yeah.
From them long tanker ships.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yep.
So listen, it's been about a year.
It has been.
Because I think you were probably here maybe February of last year.
Just before all hell broke loose, yeah.
Yeah, March, before the COVID bomb dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and the weird thing is I feel like one's starting to kind of, as better as we want to get, there's a group of people that seem to want to kind of keep us sick. Just when you start feeling like it's positive, we're moving through, we're coming out on the other side.
Right.
They throw some variants, nonsense words in there, and next thing you know, it seems like it's starting all over again.
Yeah, I think at some point, and again, this is one man's opinion, but the vaccine's rolling out. It's coming in hot and heavy. At some point, it's available. It becomes personal choice. If you're choosing, you know, and it turns into this thing of respect. If you're uncomfortable, I respect your decision to stay away. If you want to go out, I respect your decision. You know, at some point, it becomes personal choice, and everybody has to respect.
You have to respect.
Moving forward with this, right?
Do you think that at some point, though, when we want to, and I'll speak for me, I want to get these masks off. I hate the masks. Do you think that it's at some point we take the mask off and the people that don't get the vaccine maybe keep the masks on? Or is that, or do we keep all the masks on for the people that are choosing not to?
Well, how much of the mask is truly helping and how much of the mask is sort of showing that you're trying to help?
That's a great question. I feel like
I don't have the answer.
Like the mask has helped because I haven't been sick.
Right. And they're saying general flu in general is down. Other things that are transmittable through air is down, right? We're wearing these masks and all things are down. So clearly it's having some effect.
It's having some effect.
It's having something. But
well, listen, I want to talk about Delaware Apparel.
Cool.
So what is it? So I got my Delaware Apparel hat. I got my camouflage Delaware Apparel hat. What are you guys up to?
So we've been trucking right along. Like you already alluded to, this is a side gig for Jake and I. And quite frankly, I don't ever see it not being a side thing. And we're kind of okay with that. We don't have aspirations of this being a multi-million dollar thing. And it kind of lets us stay in this cool side hustle role where we can do things that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do if it was paying our bills. So Jake's actually teaching. He's at school right now.
What's up, Jake?
Yeah. In fact, if he was here, he wouldn't bring it up because he's a humble dude, but he just got Teacher of the Month for Lord Baltimore Elementary. So
that is awesome.
Shout out to all teachers. It's been a hell of a year for teachers.
Shout out to all teachers and a shout out to Jake.
Yes. But yeah, so he's at work, and that's kind of how we have it structured. And I made an interesting decision, I guess, on the topic of how we sort of separate the duties. I have personally been off of social media since I was making the decision right around when we talked last. So for over a year, I haven't gone on any of the socials. And I know you're going to have a strong opinion on this because I've listened to a lot of your podcasts, and you credit a lot of sort of the networking and the bonds that you've built with the community with social media, and that's the purpose of it. So I really respect what Instagram in particular, but also Facebook and the others have done for Delaware Apparel. But Jake was awesome in stepping up when I made the personal decision to say, for me, I'm spending too much time on these. It's turning me into, I'm not spending time with family and friends that I want. Yeah. It's become, quite frankly, an addiction. I'm stepping away. And it's gonna hurt.
I'm addicted.
I'm addicted. Yeah, I was swiping and swiping. And
it's the first step, brother, to getting better.
Yes. So I stepped away, and Jake has stepped up. And neither of us are great at social media. We don't know what we're doing, but we try. And Jake has stepped up, and he's been running it solely. I give him 100% credit. I don't know the last time I logged into Instagram. And there's pros and cons to this. I know that it keeps me disconnected from our audience to a degree, but I've tried to step it up in other ways to stay connected with people, you know, and for better or for worse, that's kind of the division of labor that we've come up with personally. So I thought it would be interesting for us to talk about here because I know that it's an important aspect of, particularly because our community's small and it's easy to stay connected with everybody right around here. So that's something I'm doing.
That's a great topic. And I'm not going to defend social media.
Yeah.
It is what we have to do.
Yes.
That's why we brought Cody in, because, you know, I'm 50. I mean, how old are you?
31.
Yeah, I'm 21 years older than you. So if it's hard on you, bro, can you imagine how it's like on this old man?
Understood, yeah.
But it is, I mean, you know, there's, I think, you'll know. I know when I'm in social media, I'm in the part where it makes you not feel great, you know, where you're starting to get caught up in the likes. And but when you're out there just trying to put your name out for a business, or,
it's,
you know,
a useful tool.
Yeah, and
no doubt.
And the Social Podcast Network, we're starting to get sponsors. We've had 200 people on this podcast. So not only am I appreciative of people giving us the opportunity to come and chat with us, but I feel a little bit obligated to try and get their name also out there.
Understood, yes. So 100%, yeah.
It is tough.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm trying to, and I have to balance it. Wait, dude, wait.
There's the key word, is the balance, right?
The balance.
Right.
And unfortunately, I don't think I could just turn it off for a year.
Yeah.
Because you, you know, you start to kind of get a little bit of a platform. And, you know, if I want to post, you know, pictures of wearing my Delaware Apparel hat and tag
you
guys.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, how
that's
can
the
I
platform.
Help, how can I help you guys besides having you on the podcast if I right. can without being able to do some of those
right.
things? So it is a balance. I feel like if you're getting ready to have a kid, you're going to learn how to balance a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
And
like it or not.
I can tell you, because I have three kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to go, no social media for you, little mm-hmm. monsters.
Yeah.
Bad for you.
Right.
Or is it? You know, is that the way it's going to be?
That's the world they're going to come up in.
That's the world they're going right. to come in. So do I want them? And it's funny because just in the period of having my children in 15 years, because my son David will be 16 this year, you know, David, he doesn't have an iPad. He has no desire to have
that's
an
awesome.
iPad. He
right.
doesn't. But he was just outside the window of the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other son, Sam...
Square in the middle of it.
Boom, right in the middle. And I remember that transition. And you know who's always got an opinion is like the older people. And they're like, those kids and those iPads, they're never going to evolve into anything.
Right.
2 years later, if your kid did not know how to use an iPad, he was falling behind.
100%.
And you're like, what am I trying to do here?
Right.
So there is a balance. And I think a conversation... like we're having right now, the fact that, you know, you're talking about it, you know, and obviously this isn't like tearing your life apart, but it is serious. And I think, because
yeah.
I can have a big social media day and feel drained and lost a little bit and a little bit discouraged and a little bit of anxiety after, like,
yeah.
we'll have somebody on the podcast and we have to do a lot of sharing and posting. And
right.
by the end of it, I'm like, ugh.
Right. You feel obligated. You feel obligated to this audience to constantly make sure that what you're doing is fitting the persona, right? And to a degree, that's okay because it's your business now and you're staying connected. But I wasn't able to find the balance, so I've gone the complete opposite end of the spectrum for now. I'm not saying this is the right answer forever, but for this point of my life, that's what I'm doing.
Dude, it's smart. And you know, the funny thing about this time and this period in our life is, you know, 1 week you're one way, and the next week you're all of a sudden something comes along. You've
right.
had to kind of adjust and
right.
change. It is tough, though, to be in an apparel business and not 100%. Be on social media.
100%.
I mean, here's a question. Where'd you get that shirt? That shirt is on point right there.
Thank you. This might be an Old Navy special, you know?
Old Navy?
So one of the best things...
It is an Old Navy. That collar's holding together way too well.
One of the best things about getting married is my wardrobe has sort of started to come together, I've noticed. I didn't buy new clothes. Again... an apparel business owner talking. Ugh.
Pete, it sounds like you've checked out completely. What's going on?
Put my name on it. I don't care.
Is this what I'm wearing today? Thank you.
I know.
But you got to think, did your wife match the hat too?
No, this was all put together by me.
All right.
Pretty impressive,
you
huh?
You still got a foot in the game.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what's changed in the last year? Because... you know, it was hats. Are you guys still doing the hoodies? Are you still... what's your apparel? What are we wearing this season?
Yeah, so I think...
what's hot this year, bro?
The main effect of COVID on us, because it was a side gig, was less financial. But it did require some of our time to sort of direct our efforts towards other things. You know, personal and otherwise, we've been busy. So we did not get around to some of the sweaters and hoodies that we wanted. So the winter season was... lesser in the rollouts, and that's something that we've admitted. However, I will say, on behalf of the community, we had a phenomenal Christmas, the best one we've had in our 5 years of existing. People came out, spent a ton of money, supported us for Christmas. So December was wonderful. And now we're back on track, so we're going to have a good summer. Summers are always our best time.
So I got you at the right point.
You got me at the right
point.
You
were kind of down.
We were, yeah, exactly.
But you're crawling back up.
It was a slow fall, for sure. Summers are always good for us because we do in-person events, even with COVID. We had, you know, socially distanced, responsible events we did this summer, and people came out. The in-person events are awesome because we get to meet people that are interested in Delaware, interested in what we're doing. You know, and then that translates to follow-on online sales, which is nice. And that came out in a big way for Christmas, and we were thankful for that.
Well, and we mentioned a little bit of COVID. I feel like COVID's really, I mean, you know, obviously the 500,000 people that passed away, you know, our thoughts and prayers go with them, but... the survivors, the ones that have had to, you know, that have come through this, you know, we've seen a lot of great changes, like just even in the restaurant business, you know, my buddy Matt used to say one bad Memorial Day weekend and you're done.
Right.
And we had one bad year, right? And these a lot of these restaurants are still hanging in there, you know.
Right.
Our Thompson Island Brewing, you know, the Sodell restaurants, they, I mean, I've had people tell me on several occasions, look, we do takeout, but you can check in online and the chef will talk about the meal. I mean, this
phenomenal.
These are steps that the businesses are taking that they weren't taking before.
Right, right.
So it's fun to see, you know,
the evolution.
The evolution. Right. And we start coming through this. And you know, I just had the guys from the Rehoboth Ale House. I mean, they're fired up. They got a whole new, you know, a new thought for the year, and they're opening new restaurants, and Sodell's opening new restaurants.
Yep, they just opened one across from my mom's house in Fenwick.
Yeah, so it's just when you've, I mean, if I was left to myself, I'd think, uh-oh, we're in big trouble.
Right.
But it sounds like the hustlers out there are like, nah, you won't keep us down. Right. Let's push forward. And it sounds like you guys have come through that too a little bit.
Yeah, you know, someone made a reference the other day, and I thought it was pretty profound, that I don't know who the quote is originally. Maybe it was Obama. But basically,
it could have been me too. Go ahead.
It could have been you. It might have been right here, right now.
One of the two.
It's either me or Obama.
Yeah. But essentially,
can we go with me?
He was alluding to the analogy was to a massive tanker and turning it in the sea, right? And if you turn it just 2 degrees, the horizon doesn't change much, right? I think we've kind of come through this thing and maybe made a 2 degree shift. But what the result is, when you finally get to your destination, it can be a 1,000-mile difference, right? Just by making a 2 degree change at this time. So it'll be interesting to see as this continues to progress what. I think we're going to sift through it, take the good, hopefully leave the bad of this, and move forward in a hopefully better direction.
Absolutely.
You got to be optimistic, right?
So what's new for Delaware Apparel? So we've crawled out. Good morning. We crawled out under the rock. We're ready to get we're getting fired back up.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at?
So we've kind of we've done a lot of branding. Like the hat you've got there has a lot of good, solid branding, and I thought that was important for the first phase of the business to get the name out there. I think we've gotten to that point. People know. I'll slip this hat off that I'm wearing now. It's actually not even on the website yet. It goes on the website tonight.
No, and I wanted to ask you.
Is that the chicken hat? Because I've been looking for
the chicken hat.
Yeah, there's a banner at the top about chicken hat, and I've just been in here typing chicken hat.
Uh-huh.
Can't find it.
So as soon as Jake gets home from school today, that's his job, is to get this on the website. But basically, we can get away with things like this now that don't show any of the branding. You know, the inside here is the branding. Because we've sort of started to establish ourselves with the branding on the outside, it sends a different message than this. You've sort of this can go, I think, into more boutique type shops where it's a little less, you know, apparent what you're going after. It's a little more subtle, and so we're doing that with this. There's a striper hat. We're just starting with sort of things that mean things to people here, particularly in Southern Delaware. But the chicken, I mean, that's unanimous with Delaware.
Well, and that's a great looking chicken. That's not just a regular chicken. That's,
right.
That's kind of a.
Rooster.
Yeah, it's a rooster.
That's it.
And it's got a great. I looked at it when you came up. I was like, oh shit, look at that hat. I go, is that Delaware Apparel?
Yeah.
So like this is, you know, and
that's
I like
the shift in general. That's the shift. Is
So because you know, and we'll talk about the old. Well, I won't say the old logo, but the old branding was just a circle with the Delaware Apparel in the state. I like that. You know, you're not constantly going to be relying on the state because it seems to be when we start off, it's a state thing, right?
Right.
And then you kind of establish yourself, and then you kind of create some branding.
Right.
So this is going
to,
I like
having the established base allows us to get a little more subtle with our branding and kind of evolve to the next thing. So that's where we're going now.
So will there be hoodies with the chicken on it?
That's the goal. So we're going to continue to try. I think coming up next will be a crab. And that is a risk, right, because we live right next to Maryland, and they've sort of laid claim to the crab. But the crab is so important to us in Delaware, too. Yeah. A lot of people, especially around here, that's their livelihood or whatever. So we're going to go with that. We're going to try that. We tried the striper. We're going to continue to try local things. It doesn't have to all be nature-related, but that's kind of the kick we're on now. And we're going to see that's sort of the joy of these small batch orders that we do. We can order 100 hats at a time and see how it goes without risking the entire budget of the year, right? And if the chickens sell better than the striper, hey, you know, these stripers are limited edition now. You got to get them while they're hot because we're not going to reorder the things that aren't selling, right?
Do you think that is, because I'm like you. You know, I'm like, all right, I'll try a little bit. You know, I'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, I don't want to lose a lot.
Right.
But that's part, unfortunately, that's the part of business that I don't understand. Like, I only do it enough just to see if it's going to work. We're like, you know, a real business, they go all in, they sell it, and, you know, there's a whole process to it. I'm just like, I make a few, and if they like it, I'm always like, no one's going to like it for
right.
some reason when I make something. In fact, I do have a shirt for you, and I'm already thinking you're not going to like it.
I don't think that'd be true. No.
But it sounds...
You're risk adverse.
Well, and you're like, you know, I've got another job. You know, if this doesn't work out, I still have another job. You know, you're not like...
I'm not living... If you go on, you know, YouTube and type in, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? You're going to get these motivational speakers. You got to risk it all. Go take out a loan from the bank. Or whether it's financial risk or otherwise, you got to go all in. Right. And I understand. And that's where I was. To be honest with you, that's where I was in 2016. I was leaving the Marine Corps. I was trying to set something up for what was the next phase after the service. And, you know, this is it. This is my business. I got to go all in. I had a little bit of savings from time overseas. Boom, we're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, reality sort of sets in and it goes one way or the other. And you start to say, if I'm going to go all in, we're going to have to be running constant Facebook ads. We're going to have to be, you know, have a marketing budget. We're going to have to do things that might take us away from, you know, the brand that we're trying to create. So I think slow rolling it really does provide some benefit in a way by not feeling rushed to get to, you know, making enough money to pay all your bills for the year.
Well, and I also think that people want to start. I know that. I sort of thought that if I opened my own business, it would be easier, you know, like more money, less work.
Right. But cut out the middleman.
Yeah, it's not the case.
Right.
It's more work.
Less money.
But it's, I'm working for myself and, you know, I don't answer anybody.
And it gave you the opportunity to go after this venture, right? This podcast thing might have not come to fruition had you been, quote unquote, working for the man. Or am I wrong?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think the fact that I work for myself created the podcast. I think the relationship I have with my buddy Matt and watching him and being inspired by his determination to be available to help people. And I'll never forget the conversation I had with this guy. And he's like, I think I'm going to pick up where Matt left off. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, helping people. And I'm like, no, you're not. You know, right now while we're talking, Matt was out helping somebody. You know, this was his thing. You can't repeat that because you'll fall short. So I had to figure out how I could help, and you know, podcasting is fun, and it's there's a lot of people out there doing it, inspiring people. But you know, it was my wife and I sitting down in the kitchen after a trip that we had taken, and I just want to try it,
right?
You know, let's see what it sounds like, and it was all right. And, you know, so you just go with it,
right?
And I actually have to do this before I go to work. Yeah, not on Mondays, but usually.
Sure. No. That's the 5 to 9, right? Is what you do when you're not.
And the other thing is, we don't make any money.
Yeah.
This is all free.
Yeah.
You know, we just, if people want to sponsor us, that's always their choice, but we don't require any payment. We just like to be here and have fun and chat and catch up with folks. So are you going to, so it's been a year. So do you get back on social media a little bit?
I've been flirting with the idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite frankly, I tried to delete my Facebook, and they said, if you delete your Facebook, just know that you'll lose your business Facebook account, too. So it's all tied to your personal account. So I said, well, I don't want to lose Delaware Apparel's Facebook page. I wouldn't want to lose the following that we've built there. So, okay, I'll leave it open. And I've subsequently logged back in, and I've sort of started to set up a little group for some local entrepreneurs, and they're really taking it and running with it. I haven't done much after just getting it off the ground. But I do credit Facebook with the ability to instantly reach out to people I knew would be interested in this and kind of get them going on this group idea. So I understand the validity and the power of social media. Maybe I'll dip my toes back in that water.
Well, and it's hard to be mad at a company that does such a great job.
They do.
They do a great job.
And they have only become
job.
Further, and I don't know if this is a pro or a con, I just think it's a fact, further entrenched in this past year. And maybe entrenched is a harsh word, kind of given off what my opinion is. But they've become a bigger part of our lives in the last year because we've all been at home. We've all been stuck on our screens, whatever. You know, it's kind of scary. But again, they do such a great job that you can only be so mad.
Well, you remember watching the Jetsons?
I mean,
remember how cool would that be to, like, fly around?
Right.
And, like, everything's, like, you know, you have robots.
Sure.
You know, the robot's going to want your data. I mean, you know, that's part of the evolution of this amazing experience that we want, I guess, where everything is easier and faster and we basically just float around and do nothing. You know, they're going to need the data.
Right.
And so I think the data, gathering data, which Facebook does, Instagram does,
yep.
I don't know if we're mad because they're gathering it or we're mad because they're making money and we're not.
It's the new currency. I think information and data is the currency of the next 100 years. Is, you know, you build a platform and you're able to monetize it through gathering of data. And, you know, you can't hate it.
I think the only reason... I think Facebook started off to be just free, you know, just to be a social platform. And,
right.
and I think to continue doing what they needed to do, more people got their eyes on it and realized, hey, we can make some money
here. The network effect is strong.
Yeah. So I'm not mad at Facebook. I actually like Facebook. Problem is, I don't think a lot of people are using Facebook anymore. Everyone's using Instagram.
It moves quick. The other day, Jake said, you know, maybe we could get on Clubhouse and we could talk to some people there. And I said, Clubhouse.
What is that?
Oh, man. It moves quick. I mean, I already sort of purposely avoided TikTok. That popped up. And I know that's huge, and I know that there's a lot of people using it. But I looked at it one time, didn't understand it. And for better or for worse, I dismissed it. It might be my loss, but I just didn't want to go down that rabbit hole because of my past experiences with, you know, the other ones. So I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and skip this one. Now there's Clubhouse, and it's supposed to be different. I get it. It evolves quickly, you know.
Well, and my problem with Instagram is you get in there and you know, and if you're doing like a social podcast network or, you know, whatever podcast that we promote through the Instagram, and people are friending you and I'm liking it and I'm friending them and accepting it and, you know, and I'm just blue buttoning everything, and the next thing you know, I get these secret messages. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh shit, delete. I don't know what's
yep.
going on. It's,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
it's, there's a lot the of businesses
side.
Out there.
Right.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of little businesses out mm-hmm. there. But I think, you know, and Cody's been great with helping us intern maybe a route you guys might think
we
about
have
doing.
Been exploring that. And it's really funny. That's why I was intrigued when I came in here and met Cody. Is like, you know, we've been trying to get a, quite frankly, a younger person that's more up on the, you know, because they'll dive right into TikTok, have it all figured out and how to work it for a business within 30 minutes. I mean, they're just, it's more entrenched in their line of thought. So we have been tossing around the idea of an intern.
Well, maybe you should pay someone to do it for a couple months and then realize, ugh, I can do this.
Yeah. I mean, and the upside reward is, quite frankly, unlimited. If they start generating sales, start generating chatter, and the network grows and our following grows, whatever you pay them is worth it because, you know, you're just on the upside. I get it.
Well, we had Rehoboth Ale House. What was the girl's name? Was it Leslie?
Jessica, I thought.
Jessica? Yeah, maybe Jessica. Dude, she reached out to me and she's like, listen, we need to get, you know, the owner of this restaurant wants to get his face out there, wants to get his name out there. We
sure.
want to start promoting this new restaurant they're opening. You know, they're kind of promoting the mile. You know, and that might be that might be fun if you could team up with somebody like that. They're kind of rebranding that Forgotten Mile.
Forgotten Mile's cool.
But the new, it's called The Mile.
Oh, excuse me.
Right.
I
well, I don't, that's what they said it. That's how they said it a couple times on the podcast. I'm
yeah.
like, dude, this sounds like, you know, a reinvention of the mile.
While we're talking about the mile, can I do a quick shout out?
Yeah, but let me just, I want to really reach out. I want to give this girl a shout out.
Yeah, sure.
This
sure.
is the, she was in school and for
yeah.
social media, and she reaches out to us. She's like, listen, we want to get the word out. Can we come on your podcast? I'm like, absolutely. This is the future. This is that new kind of group of people
right.
that are, you know, you got your, you know, sales and stuff, but you
sure.
got these people running social media, and
right.
if they do
oh, yeah.
it well, they're freaking priceless.
100%.
Yeah.
It's an entire section of the business model now.
Yeah.
Undeniably.
All right. Well, she was awesome. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. But right next door to this business that we're talking about on the mile is Rehoboth Bay Oysters. And that's
yeah.
run by Jake's uncle.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a great place to get fresh oysters right out of Rehoboth Bay.
Well, and it sounds like between, and I don't even know. They went into the, what was the restaurant that was there?
It was the Forgotten Mile.
It was the Forgotten Mile. Now it's
Forgotten Mile was the restaurant.
No, but there was another the boathouse or the
Captain's
Table.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was Captain's Table.
Yeah, it was Captain's Table for years.
And is
yeah.
that the one they turned into the Rehoboth Ale House?
Correct. Yeah,
yeah,
and there was something in between.
Well, there's Just in Time. There's the Rehoboth
yeah.
Ale House. So basically, all these cool restaurants are showing up in
right.
on the mile.
Right.
So I was like, how cool would that be
yeah.
if you could just kind of, if there was like a place to park,
right?
And you could park and just kind of walk that whole block,
yeah.
couple blocks.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that yeah. corner little piece of real estate's for sale. I don't know. Somebody
well,
could
Agave
get
was going to put it there.
Ah.
And then they backed out. Well, they
Let's
moved
see.
Over to
right there across from Rehoboth Diner.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah. I forget
what's that
place called.
What's that old Burger King going to be?
Yes.
Taco Rio. Rio, yep, Taco Rio. Rio. Okay. Into that, okay. That old Burger King.
Yeah.
That should be highway. That should be interesting. Yeah. I haven't had one of their tacos. I've asked them to come on the podcast.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
They are.
Yeah.
Oops, excuse me. I just had a taco. I'll have to try them. That's a... where's their truck? Because I thought
they usually park right in front of Cantina.
Yeah, but I felt like it's
they
not
move.
Been there.
They go to other places. They've been there most of the time. I think they rotate.
Yeah,
because they also do like they do that during the day, and then like Smashburger goes there at the end of the night.
Smashburger wants to come on the podcast. I've talked to them. We need to get Taco Rio on the podcast. That Fritter place wants to come on. They reached out.
I got another taco truck that my friend started. Henlope and Smoke. They do like barbecue. They like makes his own.
Sweet. The truck is an awesome bottle.
Dude, yeah.
I think it's
is
so cool.
Awesome.
So yeah. Cool.
Well, yeah. So is there a way to team up? I mean, can you team up like not a lifetime of teaming up, but like for little events?
Oh, we do collabs out all the time. That's how we prefer. In fact, this past summer, the couple that I told you that we did were both in the town of Fenwick. We did it with Warren Station. That restaurant's been there forever. And then we also did it with Body Double, which is a bikini shop, and she was awesome. And she opened up the we set up our tent and it was
whose idea was this?
It was hers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, and I will tell you that I haven't really seen you guys that much on social media, so I'm glad you shared that with me because I was a little I'm like uh oh.
Mm-hmm. No. We're doing just fine. But yeah, it has been a purposeful stepping back of my role with that piece, you know.
Well, and I know that, like, for me, you know, we become fans of your guys' stuff. So I know that, you know, we'll just keep it to Delaware Apparel today, but there's a lot of other groups, and they had a lot of big sales over the Christmas, and I don't know if I saw any of your stuff for sale during the holidays, so that's why I think I wanted to get you guys back on.
Yeah. All is well.
All is well.
All is well.
So what do you think of the summer? What do you, any predictions?
I think more things like what you were just describing, where it's sort of one-off or two-off, three-off type things, not necessarily a full lifetime partnership, but, you know, a food truck's a prime example. If they're trying to get business going, we have a decent following online. We show up as well. Our customers know that you know, this food truck will be there and vice versa. And I think things like that work really well. And I think this might be me being overly hopeful, but this is going to be the summer, like a breakout summer. People are going to be at the beach like they've never been. And so we hope to get out in public because, like I said, the in-sales stuff is just a lot more fun for us. We learn a lot more. Quite frankly, you open up, you set your table out with all the stuff, just watching people's eyes and seeing what they're directing, you know. And then we'll kind of rearrange things and see, like, maybe they're just not seeing it. So we'll rearrange, and it's like, no, it's right up front, and they're still looking past it. That shirt just sucks, you know. Move that to the back and get everything else out front. So you learn from watching what people pick up when they feel the material, et cetera. So, you know, all of that stuff you can't do online. I can't tell where your eyes are.
I think we talked about this last time, and my kids told my older son, he's like, Dad, because I make shirts. Like, I made this shirt. This was a shirt. I don't know if I had this shirt the last time. But it says... husband verb.
Yeah.
You know, because it's an action word, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, husbands are busy guys.
I probably got that joke less last year when we spoke prior to my marriage, and now I understand completely. Yeah.
Well,
I might need one.
But I was like, yeah, I'm going to make some shirts, you know. When your daughter becomes, you know, 15 and 16, and you'll be trying to stay connected and still be the cool dad, sort of, but understanding the line you don't want to cross as being too cool.
Mm-hmm.
My son's like, make sure it's a good shirt.
The quality. The material.
Quality.
Yeah, sure.
Like, don't cheap out on the shirt, Dad. Get the best shirt you can get. And he was right. And would you agree with that?
It's got to be. Because that's the only thing that differentiates you from just going to the outlet. I always bring up the outlets as a negative. And there are tons of great stores in the outlets. But you go get your generic shirt from wherever, and it's not going to...
Really, like, a lot of great shirts. Not a lot of great stores in the outlets. Okay. I was telling my wife yesterday, I go, you know what my problem is? I threw away five bags. Not threw away. I donated five bags of clothes yesterday.
Good.
I would never throw it away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what my problem is? I said, I either buy my stuff at Walmart or the outlets. And let's be honest, the outlets are like, you know, it's return stuff. I mean, not return, but there's a problem.
Refurbished or for other reasons.
Yeah. Busted.
Understood.
It's busted. Mm-hmm. But I buy it, and I'm like, oh, I love this shirt, and I put it on and it just pulls wrong in one spot. And
like, a couple washes, and it's done.
It's on the rack for life. And it's got... I pulled some shirts off that had dust on the shoulders from the hanger. I said, you know what I need to do? I need to find like 5 or 6 great t-shirts, just the best fitting t-shirt, and buy 5 or 6 of them in black and white.
Yes.
And throw away everything.
Right.
Except for my Delaware Apparel stuff.
Love it.
But, you know, it's like the problem, and I guess the point of my story is I buy cheap junk, and then I'm like surprised when I'm disappointed that it doesn't.
Yeah, and you can apply it to all aspects of life with, you know, you buy the quality thing and have less of it and it lasts longer, and then you feel worse about throwing it out when the, you know, 25 years from now, vice 25 days from now, you know, and that's just better for the environment. It's the way that we're moving. I hope. We've maxed out on cheapness. I think we're the pendulum is swinging.
The pendulum is swinging.
People value quality more.
People do value. Well, and I think it lasts longer.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than, there's this whole trend. There was a trend. I'm not sure if it's still trending, but there was this trend of these real thin shirts. They were just like tissue paper. You know what I'm talking about? They're just thin.
You could put your thumb through it.
Yeah, and I would put it, and they would just lay on every crease and lump. And I'm like, whoa, I am not cut out for this shirt.
Right.
I'm 20 years maybe.
Right, and we've got 2 styles of shirts, and one's sort of like a tri-blend, and that's what I describe to people as like one you'd love to wear to bed. It just sort of, it hangs right on you, and it stays with you and keeps you comfortable. And then our other line of shirts that we're doing now is called Comfort Colors. And it started off real popular kind of with, if you think about like sororities and fraternities in college scene. And that's where it gained popularity. We've incorporated it now. They've got some real subdued tones. It's just a cool look that you can kind of do that's not, you know, they don't have a blue shirt. They have, right, yeah. So Comfort Colors there. You can see our crew necks. That peach we couldn't get from any other company. That's just kind of a unique color that's been doing really well. So the Comfort Colors thing has been a hit, and with guys and girls, which is always our go-to thing, is to keep things relatively unisex. So yeah, that's kind of the move.
I love it.
Yeah.
So when do you start getting? I mean.
We've got a couple new things in the works design wise, and from
you got a great website.
Thank you. Yeah, Jake and I work way too hard on that for it not being that, you know, professional looking, but it's functional. It's functional, and that's what's most important. Is
and you can buy stuff through this website.
Absolutely, and all the models featured are our friends.
I like it too because you can like search if you just search hat.
Yep.
Like hats that you don't even sell anymore, just so you can see.
Right, where we've been and kind of, yeah, exactly.
Oh, if it's sold out, it won't be coming back?
Dude, not like always. That's not always the case. But yeah, that's so Local Roasting, a great little coffee company down in Roxana.
How are you connected with them?
Oh, we know Tyler and Jenny, the owners of it.
Were they on the podcast?
Awesome. On this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know. If they were, I missed that one.
I think, no, I
highly recommend. They're super
no,
awesome.
We do that Full Send podcast where we do the coffee review.
Yeah.
We need people to have coffee.
Yeah, bring them on. They know a ton about coffee.
Well, give me their names.
I'll give you your info when I leave.
I think we've discussed them before.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They would love to come on, I'm sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yep.
Yeah, so will that local hat be coming back? So we're on the Delaware Apparel website, and they have a lot of great stuff.
And see, so that one was appealing for kind of 2 reasons. Some people bought it not even knowing it's a coffee company. You know, just that they want the local. It says local on it. And then the back, we give them the local coffee. So they do know what it's for. But that was a hot seller. I'd have to go look and see if we have any of those left.
Yeah, I like this one. This one.
That's a cool hat.
They sold quickly. Yeah.
Let's get it fired back up, bro.
These are kind of cool, too. I don't know.
Yeah, and so that's another interesting one. And again, it kind of comes from this college theme. It's called a dad hat.
Go on.
It tends to be really popular with
George Costanza.
Yeah. But it's come full circle as most styles do, right? And so the dad cap is really popular with very secure men and women. And women are they love the dad hat. They put their ponytail through it and they go for a run. That's their work, whatever
like
the case is.
Hat.
It's like a golf hat. Yeah. Exactly.
Does it have the that brass clamp in the back?
It does.
Yeah. I'm not confident.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're trying new stuff and seeing what sticks.
I like that red, white, and blue one. That's cool.
Yep.
Is that new?
Yep. We've got that in stock.
It's a fresh look.
Yeah.
This shirt.
I don't remember posing for that picture. Oh, that's not me. Oh, jeez. Well, what was the Scrapple one? That was funny.
Yeah, you had me at Scrapple. That was
you had
one
me
of
at
our
Scrapple.
First.
That's
yeah.
good.
So we go to Apple Scrapple Festival. Again, that didn't happen this year, but we went last year and had a great time. That's a wonderful event. And the people that run it are really easy to work with. For any other local vendors that want a good outlet, Apple Scrapple's a great event.
So how hard is it to team up for just a run? You know, like a you know for the like with you know the local roastery. I mean, what was that? Was that a hard?
I think we did 48 hats.
48 hats.
Yeah.
So
right.
you,
it's not anything earth shattering.
So if you know, let's Smashburger or somebody wanted to team up 100%. With you guys, they could reach out and say, "Hey, why don't we do
yeah,
a 48 hat run?"
We would get the digital logo sent over to you know to us. We'd work with something to kind of tweak it and make put our logo in there if they wanted it in there, and then just as a branding feature, send it back to them for their approval, and then it goes off to the manufacturer, and then the hat comes back.
Maybe we'll team up.
It's easy. 48 hats is kind of our minimum.
Who do you get your hats from?
So we've done a lot of things. We've gotten those dad hats that you were making fun of earlier. There,
I didn't make fun of anything.
I like it.
I'm just asking if
they are popular.
I'm on one of those.
They are popular.
I'm just asking
they are
if
popular.
It has a dorky breast clamp in the back.
They do, and that's the appeal to some.
Did you find this out on social media? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what's hip. I do not. I am.
The vision came in my brain.
But we get some of it made locally, and then this hat, for example, is made from a company in North Carolina. Yeah.
Let me see that. That's a nice hat. Is this a... Okay. It's a great-looking hat.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a good hat.
And so when we want to get more custom with it, you know, we pick the color of this tie here. We pick the color of kind of everything. We go out and find manufacturers for that. And so... That's tougher. You want to keep everything local, and when somebody locally can offer this, it's a no-brainer, even if it's more expensive.
So we could do this logo on the front of the hat
very easily.
So we could team up.
Absolutely.
Let's team up.
Done.
Can we do a run?
Easy.
Let's pick out our hat right now. What are we going to do?
It's easy.
Let's get serious about this. I'm not going camo though. I'm going to
No.
What do you suggest? What's the latest trend right now? What's happening? Your finger on the pulse.
You know,
That orange hat right there is pretty fresh.
We've got it. We've got this same hat in an all black with the white chicken on front, and then we've also done a dark blue with a yellow. The blue and yellow is kind of our staple. It's kind of what we're known for. So we always try to do a run of that. And then the black and white was an idea of Jake's, and this sort of burnt sienna, this orange.
I like that
Texas orange.
Scroll up a little a bit there.
Kind of like your beanies.
Yep.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yep.
I have an orange one. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it, but let's just consider it done. So you guys can have the front. I'll take the side or something. You guys.
However you want to do it. You tell us, and we'll go back and forth with the designer, and we'll get it rocking and
rolling.
Should
we get the Social Podcast Network on the front or the butterfly?
Easy. Yeah.
Maybe not even maybe the butterfly Social Podcast Network on the back and Delaware Apparel on this side.
Are the colors of your logo important, or could it be black and white?
It could be black and white.
You don't have to say yes.
Dude,
we can
know,
do colors, but you know when you add colors.
We own an advertising business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My father does.
Yeah, yeah.
I know all about
thread.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's annoying. He's like, about two colors.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get it down colors? To two? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, we could do, yeah, I don't know. Social podcast. I like this. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But
yeah.
We'll team up, and if nobody buys them, I'll take them all. Well, you know what I like to do? I like to give things away when people come on the podcast.
It's great branding.
Yeah, I just give them people hats. I made some other ones. I don't know if I gave you guys hats last time, those yellow and blue hats I made. But
it's cool for in this case, for local. It's cool that they could partner, quite frankly, with a local apparel company, and that adds to their brand. So the collaboration made sense in that case, and I think it could make sense in this case, too. So
yeah, well, listen, you know... When you're starting a podcast and you need people, and I reach out and you say yes,
yeah.
I don't forget
Boom.
That.
You're in the network.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Locked
you
in.
Know, and
yeah.
and 2 years later, and you know, people are taking us serious now, but it's only because people like you said yes in the beginning. So why not? I'd love to have a Delaware Apparel right on the side of that head. That'd be
easy.
Awesome.
Cool.
So when I asked you earlier, what do you think this year's going to look like? I meant, like, what do you think this summer's going to be like? Are we... Because I tell you what, bro, this town does not seem to skip a freaking beat, man.
It can't.
It can't?
It used to be able to, but it can't now.
No, and it's, you know, I watch the news, and you know, the whole world's falling apart, but our little town seemed to be chugging, like, right along. I mean, summer... We have summer traffic now in February.
Right. And you're up this way. And when I say up this way, I mean the Rehoboth-Lewis area.
Yeah.
And I'm down the Fenwick-Selbyville area. And again, it's only but 20 miles.
That's where my dad was born. That's where my dad grew up.
Selbyville, Delaware. Selbyville. The gem of the Eastern Shore.
Selbyville.
Yeah.
Selbyville.
And so it's a little different down there, not in the summer. In the summer, it's just equally as... Route 54 gets just as bad as, you know, Route 26 in Ocean View as Route 1 does in Rehoboth. But you do get a bit of a reprieve in the wintertime. In my humble opinion, it's a little different down there. Rehoboth is year-round now.
Yeah. It didn't used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, February was... I don't know. I don't even know where all these people go to work. I mean, where are they going? There's no... I mean, you can only...
It is interesting. I think it is... Again, this could be one of the arguable pros of the COVID, right, is more people working from home. I know in my neighborhood, it was predominantly retirees, and my wife and I as the sole, you know, 30-ish-year-old couple in the neighborhood. And so, you know, with more and more people, you know, having the ability to work from home, we're seeing more and more younger couples moving into our neighborhood, which is great. I think that's cool. You know, there'd be a reason for the school bus to come in our neighborhood now and the whole nine, so.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is my neighbor... who usually just comes down in the summer has now his daughter's grown up and now living in the house for the winter and summer because, you know, she's doing school from online.
Because why not?
But I'm still wondering where all these people are going. I mean, are they just getting out for the drive? Just out for a drive.
And a lot of Sunday drivers.
There's not a lot of jobs at 8:30 in the morning. I don't understand where everybody's going.
Right.
It's crazy. Well, I hope we have a great summer. Listen, I'm a... Go check out his website, you know, delawareapparel.com. I'm so used to saying my the podcast network name. Check out their site. You can order the stuff right online. Great stuff. We're going to team up. We're going to have a hat. Will the hat make it online?
Oh, absolutely. If we make a hat together, I think what we'd like to do, what we'd ask of you is... Yep. Give a certain portion of them to you, however many you're comfortable taking, and we keep a portion of them for ourselves.
Please.
So then the word is out sort of through two channels, and people can find you through us and us through you and the whole nine. So.
Yeah, and then I'll just kind of share my experience doing it, and
cool.
We'll have fun with it, and, you know, we'll help one another, and, you know, it'll be great.
I like it.
And
I
mean, associated.
Hats are different, like, but I try not to buy clothes online that much just because...
Hats,
like,
you're more comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
We found the exact same thing to be true. People want to touch and feel a shirt or a sweatshirt before they buy
exactly.
it. The hat, they're like, I kind of get a sense of how that's going to fit.
Is there a place that we can go and see your stuff
touch
in person
it.
Soon? Or
so
we don't have a physical...
So we have a physical location.
Right.
We call it the headquarters. It's more of a warehouse-esque feel that anyone's certainly welcome to come to. And it would require is a DM to Jake on the socials and say, hey, can I come by? It's in Fenwick, in the town of Fenwick.
Okay.
And you can come by anytime. And between the two of us, one of us will be off work. We've done that a few times, and people have come in with, like, an entire family's come in. And they've all felt and touched and da-da-da-da, and boom, it was done. So we love to do that. It's absolutely open for doing.
Yeah.
For touching and feeling.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to go check it out.
Can I say one thing about a guest that you've recently had that I just have the utmost respect for? And when I saw that he was coming on, I was beyond thrilled. Hold on, let me guess. Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on.
It wasn't Carlos.
Let me pull up the...
Yeah, let me look at the
list. Just was so...
This is just the most recent ones.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Doc?
It's Doc.
Dude, was that dude
so
amazing?
So I grew up great, great friends and still am great friends with his son, Morgan, playing soccer with Morgan. And I'll tell you what, Doc Hunt.
Hold on, wait a minute. Pump the brakes 1 second. Morgan, is he friends with McCabe?
Who's?
The family that owned McCabe's in Fenwick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm good friends with Richard and Rebecca and their sons, Peter and Brant. Yeah.
Dude, what a small world.
Yeah, because
I've heard that name.
I grew up neighbors with the Mazes.
Yeah, because I cut Rebecca's hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And, so you know, they've recently sold.
Yeah, I just cut her hair the other day.
Yeah, so McCabe's had their last year this past year.
Yeah, well,
yep.
They did their time.
Yeah. Oh, my, more than their time. They're a wonderful family, and that was a wonderful business.
Great, great family.
But Doc Hunt, when I saw his name on your list, I just was beside myself because I drove hours and hours and hours of going to soccer with that man. And, you know, I when I grew up, I wasn't personally super religious. I didn't come from a really religious background.
Sure.
But Doc Hunt made being, you know, having faith in your life, like, cool. He's a cool guy, and so you respect him for that. He made having faith cool. And the other thing he did was he made being smart cool. Because I was at a point in my life, I was you know, teenager and you're trying to be cool. You want to, you know, me and Morgan wanted to be cool kids.
Sure.
Doc made it okay to be a smart dude. And I'll always be thankful for knowing Doc Hunt.
No, I think that guy is great. And he's listen, a great man. I love religion. I love the whole thing of it. You know, whether we, you know, you're into it or not. I'm not as much into religion, but I'm into spirituality.
Sure.
And I'm into surrendering. Right. And I'm into, you know what I'm into. And so to have him on, you know, the fact that, you know, he's physically helping you and spiritually.
It's cool.
You know, and he's like, cool. You know, can I pray with you? And I'm like, yeah.
You feel good. It feels like the right thing to do.
Well, and, you know, I won't speak for everybody on the planet, but there's a giant portion of the people that are intimidated by that. You know, and I always wonder, what's the hang up with religion? What is it? Mm-hmm. And I find a lot of people don't like it because, unfortunately, they end up going to hell, right, according to the religion. So I think that if you can just put that aside and just find yourself reaching out, just pushing through these, like, these moments where you get out of your comfort zone. And sure. I think religion and spirituality do that because, to me, it's always about the serenity.
Right.
You know, the courage and the freedom of serenity that I love.
Right.
And, you know, whether it's a higher power or God or Jesus or whatever it is, but I love the fact that, can I pray with you? And you're like, 99 out of 100 times I'd be like, no. But then you say, yeah. And that's really where the miracle takes place. Yeah. When you push through those things that you're so afraid of.
Right.
Right. That you just go.
You let your wall down for 1 minute.
You let it down. And that's. Yeah. You know, I ran this morning, and I learned about that suffering, that battle between self and humility. I learned it through running.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say it's like you got to get out there and suffer. You're not living until you're suffering.
Right.
And saying yes to a guy that says, hey, can I pray with you? That's suffering. I mean, it's not like a cat getting hit by a car, but it's uncomfortable. It's not what I would usually do.
Right.
And unfortunately, if someone was looking, I might be a little bit embarrassed, right?
Right.
But you do it.
Yep.
And then that's where the miracle takes place. Yeah. So, yeah, that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
No, we love that guy. We'll have him back.
Good.
He was awesome. Well, we've had a lot of great people on.
Also, yeah, I'm just looking at some of our top episodes. One of our top episodes is actually you guys.
Oh, yep. My gosh. That's great.
From a year ago.
Yeah.
January 16th.
Yeah. Oh, time flies.
And, dude, 205, that was a lot. That was a long, yeah. Yeah, that was great. Dude, look at how dark your hair is. Look at that beard.
Yeah, I've cleaned up my act a little, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, brother, I appreciate you coming on. You know, if you need anything from us, the door is always open. You know, you can always reach out to Cody. If you need us to promote something, send us a picture.
We know it. We love it. We're thankful for it.
We will post some stuff on our...
Right.
Yeah, anything we can do, posting stuff, we want to help. And just like I'm sure that I can send you stuff to you and you will post on your social media
easy
for
day.
Me.
Yeah, it's an easy day.
All right, Pete. Well, listen, our computer's like throwing up for some reason, so I think it's telling us that our time is up. But listen, thank you, man.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, this is good seeing you.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Delaware Apparel, check them out. Look for the new chicken hat and look for our hat. We're going to team up. I'm going to give money today, so we'll get the wheels a-turning.
I love it.
All right, brother. Tell Jake we said hi.
Absolutely.
All right, bye-bye. Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours.